AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Fears of a regional spillover of the Israeli-Hamas war have heightened after an Iranian official vowed revenge on Israel for killing one of its top generals.
Iran announced Monday that an Israeli strike on the outskirts of the Syrian capital of Damascus killed one of its top generals, Razi Mousavi. In a news conference the following day, Iranian Defense Ministry spokesperson General Reza Taleinik promised Iran would retaliate. The Islamic Republic of Iran has the capability of a strong and smart response to these sort of crimes. The killing of the Iranian general came after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq, launched by Iranian-backed militia groups. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli forces have bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza in apparent preparation to extend their ground offensive into a third section of the territory. Residents describe a night of shelling and airstrikes shaking three refugee camps crowded with people who fled from the north. A Russian naval ship in Crimea was damaged in an airstrike by Ukrainian forces. Russia's defense ministry says the landing ship has been hit by plane-launched guided missiles. The ministry says two Ukrainian fighter jets were destroyed by anti-aircraft fire during the attack. It's another day of wintry weather in the northern plains and upper Midwest, where more snow is expected. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says several inches are in the forecast for areas that received snow yesterday.
But we still have blizzard conditions for portions of the central and northern plains. For portions of the Dakotas, it may actually end up being as much of an ice storm as a blizzard.
This is AP News. Beyoncé's childhood home in Houston caught fire on Christmas morning.
The family currently living in Beyoncé's childhood home escaped the fire safely. The Houston Chronicle reports the fire department arrived on the scene of the two-story brick house within 3 to 5 minutes. The home is in the historic Riverside Terrace neighborhood. The singer's family bought the home in 1982, and Beyoncé lived there until she was 5 years old. She was seen taking photos of the property when she was in her hometown for her Renaissance World Tour. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
Some people in Britain are worried that essential rights and freedoms are under threat. They point to restrictions on protest imposed by the Conservative government. The government says it's stopping extreme activists from hurting the economy and disrupting daily life. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.